Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory, and this is part three of a three-part series of podcasts on moving from ideas to execution of a photo series. In the first podcast, we kind of took a look at where ideas might germinate from, how to record them, and how they might start to evolve and develop into a photo series. In the second podcast, we took a look at how these concepts could evolve into an actual concrete set of images that we could pull together into a photo series. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about once we kind of start to evolve that photo series and those images start to come together and they start to formulate really kind of a cohesive central thesis or a theme, what are the things we need to consider and how do we move forward into actually making sure that those ultimately end up being something that we might want to share, display, show, provide for editorial use or whatever we're going to do with our photography. I think one of the most important things you can think about when you're first getting started is that this is really an evolutionary process. Just like with ideas to concepts and concepts to series, the actual execution of where you finally end up with your work is an evolution. Because remember, this starts with an idea. It starts with maybe a single photograph. Then it might evolve into a couple of photographs. You might end up with a diptych or a triptych of photographs that seem to cohesively hold together for a certain theme or a certain body of work. And those ultimately then generate into a larger volume of work. And I think one of the things to recognize is that as we continue to work on this, even as we get closer and closer to what we kind of think of as our final product, the final stages of our process, is that it's going to continue to shift a little bit. It's going to continue to evolve, even as we get clarity over how the final product will be displayed. Because ultimately, that final presentation may cause some shifts in how we choose to present and represent the story. It can be dictated by the format. Maybe it's a gallery show, a book, an article for a magazine. Maybe it's based on the size and location that we're actually having the work shown in. There might be a difference just in the actual physical location or the size of the walls or the size of the prints. All those final details can start to really shift a little bit in how we think about the different pieces. But when we move to execution, even though we've got this kind of evolutionary step, I think one of the most important things to do is to set some initial goals of what you want. Once you kind of start to feel like you have this cohesive theme and body of work together, I think setting some actual goals and recording those goals and sharing those goals is critical. In those goals can include the timeline, how you ultimately see the work being presented, maybe the budget, how much it's going to cost. That's an important factor in the actual final execution. And as those things start to come together, I think those goals help you keep clarity of mind of what you're attempting to do. I think they also allow us to start to set some deadlines so that we actually finish what we're actually working on. I think one of the things that can happen sometimes is we over and over work on a project and we never quite get finished. We're setting some concrete goals with some hard deliverable dates. I think really helps us make sure that we're ultimately achieving what we might want to accomplish with the work. I think one of the other pieces you have to do is you have to be realistic with what you can actually accomplish with the work. You need to be flexible, like I said, but you need to be realistic as to what the purpose and value of the work is and how it's going to be displayed. I think it's great if you say, well, really what I want to do with my work is I want to have it shown in a museum or I want it to be in National Geographic. But you actually have to look at the work and decide not whether even the quality is there first, but I think if that's really the right place for the work to be shown and represented. Sometimes you might just think you want to be in a museum because of the prestige of a museum or a certain magazine or you want to have a certain client from a certain ad agency. Is that really the appropriate place for the kind of work that you're creating? You also have a quality bar you have to measure. If your work's not cut up to be in a certain agency, a certain magazine, or a certain museum, that's also a factor. But I think also beyond just that element, like I said, is really thinking about, is this the appropriate audience and place for that work to really resonate with people? I think one of the other pieces you need to consider when you're thinking about that final execution of the work, what is the purpose? And don't limit yourself to a single type of work. For example, if you have an article that could be used for a magazine, those images could also be used in a book on a larger subject. So maybe you wrote a little article about the history of the Civil War and you photographed the various elements there. Or maybe you're dealing with an issue on race relations in Chicago, and maybe that ultimately develops into a larger body of work that ends up being a book about families who've been impacted by the violence. Whatever it ends up being, just remember that a lot of times what might start off as just a small body of work could ultimately evolve into a larger body of work, and the execution of those requires some different types of thinking. A lot of times a gallery show might support a book or vice versa, or like I said, you may end up with some images for an editorial use in an article that ultimately works itself into a larger body of work. I think you also need to think about that final look and feel you want for the imagery. If you're dealing with a book, you know, what's the size of the book? What's the shape of the book? How many pages are in the book? What's the kind of paper it's going to be printed on? Are you going to have somebody write the foreword? I think that's one of the pieces in collaboration when you're dealing with some of these final execution pieces is who else might you potentially be working with? If you need somebody who's an expert in the field to be writing the intro, I think that's important. If you're doing something on endangered species, you know, having Jane Goodall or somebody who's familiar with the Endangered Species Act write the introduction to your book and talk about the significance of your work could be an important element. And you need to know that early on in the process so that you could reach out to your network or build that relationship or somehow connect with that person to see if that's something they'd be willing to do. I think you also need to think about the space that the work might be presented in, because that can affect the size of the imagery if you're going to be showing it publicly. If you're going to be, you know, have work shown in a place where you can have life-size, huge, you know, 6-foot by 8-foot prints is different than a place where you only have 8 feet of wall space and you've got to figure out how you're going to hang and use those images. I think this is also an important part when you're thinking about that final look, where you start to think about budget, because things can get expensive in photography. As most of you are aware, buying cameras and lenses is not cheap. It's also not cheap to frame and create books. It's not cheap to hang in a gallery sometimes. So all those different elements come into play on the budget. But one of the things that thinking ahead with the budget allows you to do is to start to think about potential other sources of income to help fund that. Maybe there's certain grants for the type of subject you're working on, or there's artist grants in the city you live that you could apply for. They might let you have access to some capital to finish your project. I think one of the other elements too is as you're starting to get closer to what you think that final execution should be, you need to start putting that work into kind of a final format. And it doesn't have to be the exact final format, but if you're working on a book, you should dummy up what that book would look like. You should actually make a book out of printed pages. And sure, it won't be bound properly and it won't be the final page paper, but you can actually start to see how that book is experienced when the pages are flipped back and forth. You can actually have a tactical feel to the book. And while a lot of software programs like Lightroom and Blurb and things like that allow you to virtually experience the book, I do think having the prints and actually tactically flipping through the pages, I think is an important experience, because that's physically how somebody's going to experience the work is in that hardback or in that hard copy format. If your book is only going to be an electronic PDF version, then that's how you should be looking at the book. You should try to get it in as close a proximity to how you're going to experience it as possible. If you're thinking about images for advertising and editorial use, really what it matters there is making sure you have the best images for the photo story, because ultimately the magazine is going to dictate the layout. So you don't get to decide where the images necessarily fit in the article, because that's contained by where ads are placed and the size of space they have for the different images. But you can still think about how you potentially would have the images provided, whether they're horizontal, landscape, and working with the person you might be working with at the magazine to make sure that you're providing the type of imagery they would need to maximize the space in the magazine. Like I said, the other piece about working with others, we mentioned that earlier, like if you're thinking about a book and maybe who's going to write the introduction to the book or whatever, but I also think you need to think about who are the other people who could help you in the execution of your book. If you look at pretty much any photo project, there's always an acknowledgement section of all the people who helped the person get to that point. So who could you use for editing and sequencing help? Who could you use as a proofreader for the things you might be writing? Who are the people you know who could help you get contacts into the editorial space or the gallery space? What kind of different places do you need to visit from a portfolio review? Do you need to go to Photo Fest? If so, who are the right people to meet with? What are the kind of things to talk about with your different project? So getting that list of who to work with as others, I think is really important. And you want to have that ahead of time. The more prepared you are up front, the more successful you will be in the long run. One of the areas where I think artists could really benefit from is applying a little bit of discipline to that approach of allow the creativity to be whatever it needs to be. But when you're starting to get to the execution phase, this is really more on a execution business side of things. So a little project management goes a long way in knowing when you're going to have things delivered, who you're going to meet with, what you're going to say, how you're going to follow up with them, and start to really build those long-term meaningful relationships. I think if I had one other big piece of advice when you start to get to the execution phase, in addition to all these different elements to think about, is don't try to figure out your final project too soon. So we talked about really that exploratory nature when you're thinking about the photo series. And I think a little bit in the execution, you want to allow yourself to have as much space there as possible to kind of follow the path a little bit. Because if you get shoehorned into this idea that what I'm creating is a 12-image gallery show, what you may ultimately have is the workings for a really incredible photo book, of which those 12, 15, 20 images could come out of and be a gallery show that supports the book and vice versa. But if you jump too soon to saying, oh, this is only what it is, I think you just do yourself a pretty big disservice in understanding the possibility of all the images you try to create. I think one of the other things that can happen too is if you jump to the execution final point too well, you're setting those goals and then you get too rigid with those goals, is it closes you off to listening to feedback from other people. Because one of the most important parts of this process is when people give you feedback and the feedback sounds credible, it sounds plausible, and you believe that it could be possibly be true, working with that feedback, I think, is critical to making sure you're successful. And sometimes the feedback isn't necessarily what we want to hear. Maybe what we hear is, you think you want this to be a book, but you don't have enough strong images to create a book at this point, which means you either need to continue to shoot or redirect the energy into some other aspect of the work. But really making sure that you've got yourself in a position to be able to hear that kind of feedback and be flexible in what you're getting as you're setting those goals is important. So like I said, I think when you get to the execution side, it really falls into a little bit more on the project management side. It's setting clear goals, being realistic but flexible with those goals and how you're actually going to accomplish your project. Don't try to limit yourself to a single option with whatever you're creating. Allow a lot of different options to become available to you in terms of how you might show and present the work. You know, find a look and feel as you're starting to work on the project. Mat up a final image. Create a final print. Actually see what the work will look like when it's in its final form. That'll serve as a source of inspiration, but also give you some clarity about budget, cost, and how the work actually might be represented, how the work might actually be shown in its final representative format. And finally, really, as you start to think about working with others, who are the right people to work with? How can you creatively work with those people? What can they provide? How can you take that feedback and really support the type of project you're creating? I think in a lot of ways, it's really easy to go out and create really good photographs. I think this execution part is one of the harder aspects because there's a drudgery to this. You're coming back in, you're looking at the same work, you're sequencing the same work, you're printing the same work. I think this is really where we start to achieve that voice, vision, and style is really in the execution of the final work. It's also the ability for you to say as an artist that you're serious enough to actually put a stake in the ground and finish something. So this execution phase, I think, is one of the critical ones. And I think it's where a lot of people tend to fall off, tend to not really create their focus and actually finish those things because it is the hard part of the work. So I would encourage you, no matter how small or how big you think your project is to set those key milestones, celebrate the achievement of those milestones, because that celebration along the way, I think, is important. And then really try to make sure you actually complete what you've actually started off. So from that original idea you had, no matter how crazy it was, to whatever your final execution is, I think it's really important to mark that along the way, celebrate how awesome that is, and really appreciate the creativity, energy, and enthusiasm you put into that project. Well, I hope you have a great week behind the camera. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, or you can find us on the web at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.